Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, again, we are doing a live broadcast. And we have to go down this channel real quick, friends. You just heard that from the seat of the one tolerated in the People's Oval Office, who's there by fraud. There's something to say about that. It's interesting that he said that he's deeply disturbed by what the Supreme Court just did in striking down more unconstitutional legislation when it comes to what's going on in New York right now. For the record, they have no constitutional authority, no delegated authority. They're acting out of their scope of authority when it comes to the Second Amendment. Again, there is no debate. But do pay attention to the fact that, friends, the Supreme Court just gave the American people a major victory, right? Isn't that what you're hearing? And then you heard during the same intro before the show that Rick Scott said that a bill was delivered up. They had 1 hour to read it on this bipartisan bill concerning gun control. Notice what they did. They diverted you from what, in fact, they're doing. They're trying to distract you. They're playing smoke and mirrors, the dog and pony show, friends. And what are they doing? They're distracting you from the fact that there's another bill going through trying to further strip you of your Second Amendment rights. And I didn't say it. Rick Scott said it. He said they want to basically restrict due process. Folks, this isn't American government. Let me just reiterate the point. This is not American government. This is a government that is operating foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Just so we all know as to what's going on. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You will see in historic win for gun rights, SCOTUS rules New York draconian restrictions are unconstitutional. That's right. They are completely unconstitutional. But what are they doing, friends? Behind the backs and through this distraction, what are they doing on the other side of all of this, friends? They're trying to pass a bipartisan bill. Okay? Look at this. Breitbart just reported Senator Mike Lee, just as worthless as the rest of them, says media had gun control bill before the senators even had it. Of course. Because they're the ones promulgating the propaganda. They're the ones driving the narrative, right? The best way to lead the opposition is to control it, okay? And he said, operating at its very worst. Hey, folks, the Supreme Court, they want you to believe that they did a good thing. Well, what are the two unconstitutional two-party systems doing? Trying to pass a bipartisan bill to further restrict your rights to bear arms. You have to pay attention to how these devils play the game. John 8:44. You have to understand that you're dealing with cunning men. You have to understand Ephesians 4:14. You have to understand they're doing what they're told. 1 Kings 13:33. You have to understand they're operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. Psalm 94, verse 20. The list goes on and on and on. But here comes Biden again. There's the microphone right up to his criminal treasonous mouth, right? And there's the cameras right on his criminal treasonous face to say what? Oh, he's deeply disturbed. This is unconstitutional. No, it's not constitutional because they don't have the authority in doing the things that they're attempting to do to further restrict due process, friends. When the American people have had enough, this is all going to stop and not until then. Matter of fact, I wanted to highlight something really quick. This coming from a Russian. I want you to listen carefully. Soviet dissident Alexander, I'm not even going to try to say his last name. His first name was Alexander. This is what he said. He said, the most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. Is this right, Americans? They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those that they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment that they fight back, that their lives as they have lived them are now over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a form of suicide, they say. They are literally killing off who they used to be, which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with an unholy vengeance. It's actually a righteous vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and drive. It's actually love and drive that cannot be not fathomed by those who are merely play acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's door, and they will cry, speaking to the corrupt politicians that have created domestic insurrection and have continuously assailed the rights of the people. He goes on, true terror will arrive at the people's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone. Is that true? Folks, again, history, friends, shows us that you can only oppress the people for so long. What this Soviet dissident said was exactly right. You put a badger in the corner, what happens? He becomes one of the most dangerous animals there is. The worst thing corruption can do, they are doing. When you bring a man to the end of himself and he has nothing more to lose, guess what? He only has everything to gain. And that is a Christian man when it's done in righteousness. In bearing the fruits of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:9. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, the worst thing that these men can do, they're doing it. And it's to their own demise at the end of the day. Folks, we need to realize where we're at. Again, the most dangerous man that there is on this planet is the man that has nothing to lose. But we do it in a righteous sense before the God in whom we love, on the behalf of the God of whom we love, and on the behalf of the people that God loves through us, because that's how this works. Folks, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they're not putting this in reverse. They're putting their pedal to the metal and daring the justice of God in this country. We are called the light of the world for a reason, Americans, and we can only take so much of this. Matter of fact, it was the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, they call him the father of our Constitution, that said, no nation can endure continued warfare. That's right. The people that are in the corner that want to be left alone, they must stand up and be counted for such a time as this in doing the right thing on the behalf of our posterity and for a future and a hope. Because that is obedience to God, Deuteronomy 4:6. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, like Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, inspired by the Holy Ghost as he led him, Romans 8:14, to write those inspired words. I want to stop for a second. I want you to think about what I just said during the first segment. Okay, so this is what they're selling you right now, the conservatives of the day. In historic win for gun rights, SCOTUS rules New York, draconian restrictions are unconstitutional. We don't need the judges to tell us that. We already know that. We can read for ourselves, right? Right? At the same time, simultaneously, I want you to see this, bipartisan, I just want you to see it on social media platforms, bill, guns, and I want you to see what they're doing at the same time, okay? So what are they doing? Don't tell me this isn't all pre-planned, okay? The Texas Tribune just reported the same day that we got our victory by the Supreme Court, or so they would have us believe, the U.S. Senate in a 64-34 vote, those 34 need to be removed. They need to be impeached and prosecuted. That is a fact. This isn't a game. We're talking about our God-given rights. Look to the cross, the price paid for your freedoms. And who sacrificed themselves to give it to you? Well, you sit there and watch the modern-day politician write them off like it doesn't matter. U.S. Senate in a 64-34 vote advances bipartisan gun legislation backed by Cronin. By the way, there is no bipartisan in the Constitution. We're ruled by law. I got to say this because people don't get it through their numb skulls. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. So, again, think about how cunning they are. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Don't tell me this is not all pre-planned. Don't tell me they're not creating these crises. And not in every given scenario, mind you. But remember what Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, that corrupt criminal from Chicago, that's exactly what he was, under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, that was allowed to violate the Constitution, transgress the Constitution 168 times. Remember him? He was in the White House for a while. He's the one that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Folks, instead of these people enforcing the laws, because we don't need new laws, we need the old ones enforced. Folks, we need good men in incumbent positions in government to put a stop to this. And where are all the good men incumbent right now to take those 34 individuals and to call them out for their crimes against the American people? Them that are trying to undermine our Second Amendment rights. Again, I want to tell you, friends, there is no debate. There's no debate. I'll say it again. Do not disarm. If you are a law-abiding citizen, they do not have the authority in attempting to strip you of your God-given rights. There is no debate. Here's, if we want to enter into some sort of a conclusion, because we all claim that we want one, then let's prosecute these criminals, because it's exactly what they are. These armed individuals with security detail are trying to disarm you, the very people that they work for. They have it completely backwards. But this is where we're at, Americans. It can all stop today. It can all stop when the American people say, that's enough. We need to, you notice judgment never falls upon the heads of the guilty when it comes to those in a position of representation in this limited form of government. Notice how the judges are never brought to justice, or the president's never brought to justice, or these corrupt representatives. You notice how they're never brought to justice? And you know why that is? Because all the good people in this country say that it would never happen. And yet there's 535 of them, and the best that you have does nothing to bring about the articles of impeachment concerning the likes of this criminal and his criminal administration and these criminals that are backing him up and assailing your God-given rights. It absolutely blows me away that the American people tolerate this. It really does. I want to get over to another point, and it's important I get to it before we get to our main topic. Why are the illegitimate still incumbent? That's exactly right. What do you think Joe Biden is going to tell you the truth? This is the same guy, by the way, that was kicked off the 1988 presidential campaign trail for plagiarism, for lying, for stealing other people's words and using them in his own campaign. You should have seen the way that the reporters of the day just blasted him. He was done. There was nothing anybody could do for him. Now they put him in office and then they back him up. This is a gauge on the people. Find out what just the exact degree the people will submit to, and that will be the exact degree that you will be violated, said Frederick Douglass. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. Here's my next point. And I want you to think about this, because, again, we're now being distracted by the medical industry. You know, here's the good news, though, guys. Fauci was blasted again by Rand Paul. He was highlighted again concerning his crimes, the NIH taking hundreds of millions of secret gifts from the medical industry. Don't want to talk about that. But we also have others that are blasting these people. They're really drilling them and grilling them on the behalf of the American people. But again, this is always my objective here. There's no justice that's being brought down. You're just being appeased by these American appeasers. Okay. Concerning what's going on here, I highlighted yesterday that Fauci was called out by WorldNet Daily concerning the fact that these boosters that they're now promoting for children have never been tested properly. But we already knew that when they came out with their first set of experimental jabs. And what has been the fallout? Well, we've continuously highlighted the fallout concerning, you know, all of which they are responsible for. But remember, they indemnified themselves against the American people. Your representatives shielded them from responsibility concerning what they are, in fact, responsible for when it comes to the adverse side effects, regardless of what it may be. But see, now they're advocating. They said that they just approved another vaccine, as they call it, for children, right? Just do your best to overlook the dead, okay? Just do your best to overlook the dead. Did you hear about this guy? Ravens linebacker Jaylon Ferguson, dead at 26. Wow. You go to find out how he died, and cause of death is unknown. Isn't that amazing? So we have a young man, 26 years old, dead. Nobody knows how. They want to pretend. Right? Why do they want to pretend? Because they want to justify the unjustifiable. Longtime NFL veteran and Fox TV personality, Tony Siragusa, he's dead at 55 years old. Nobody knows how he died, though, friends. Did you hear me? Nobody knows how he died. Did you see this? This is all brand new. NBA first round draft pick and Purdue basketball star Caleb Swanigan, dead at 25 years old. And yet Americans, they just don't know why they're falling over dead like that. Well, I can revert back to and telling you the answer. If you remember right, Tenpenny was on the radio program at the very offset of this pandemic. And what did she say? She gave it 6 months to a year and a half, and she said people are going to start falling over dead. And now the medical industry has got you distracted from the responsible party by creating another crisis or another syndrome. Okay? Another adverse side effect. And they just don't know what is going on. And they want you to just sit back and play stupid enough to go ahead and allow them now to do it to your children. This is what happens, folks, when they're not held accountable. This is called a horse forehead. This is brazen, is it not? Besides the obvious concerning the criminality of all of this. And again, speaking of the illegitimate, Joe Biden just was bringing forth, forecasting a second pandemic. Did you know that? Oh, I wasn't done. I gave you NBA's first round draft pick, Purdue basketball star Caleb Swanigan. He's dead at 25. Ravens linebacker Jaylon Ferguson, he's dead at 26. A longtime NFL veteran and Fox TV personality, Tony Siragusa, dead at 55 years old. They want us to just pretend with him, right? We also have the Baltimore Ravens LB Jaylon Ferguson, who's dead at 26 years old. And again, we're supposed to just sit back and act like we have no idea. We have eyes, but do we see? We have ears, but do we hear? Jeremiah 5:21? Well, the Lord says nay. That's what he said. The Lord said nay. I'm going to bring this back, and we're going to talk about over the next half hour the resolve. Because we, the people, are the government in this country. We, the people, under God, are the responsible party in dealing with this corruption. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun safety bill has cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senators voted to push the measure to a final vote, perhaps as early as today or tonight. It would be the first significant firearms bill to clear the Senate in nearly 30 years. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he can't support the bill because it weakens due process and is too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
President Biden is voicing his disappointment with the Supreme Court's ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. Biden saying the decision contradicts both common sense and the Constitution, adding he finds it deeply troubling. You're listening to USA Radio News. As inflation remains at a near 40-year high, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes the Biden administration is failing to uphold government responsibilities.
Stable prices, public safety, and secure borders are three of the most fundamental duties of any government. Sadly, from our country, the Biden administration has swung and missed three times.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to target pro-life pregnancy centers.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I know that people are constantly asking us, you got to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider supporting the ministry. I don't like asking, friends, but you do have to understand that we're not a begging ministry here. If you want to know who we are, you want to check us out by the fruit in our basket, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of Liberty by going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store and go to membership, check out what it was or what it is that you'd like to be a part of, and we'll do our best to accommodate. But if you go over to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to be at the Harvest Revival Center, 1488 Johnsville, Brookville Road. That's how it's spelled out here, friends. Johnsville, Brookville Road, Brookville, Ohio. That will be on July 3rd, that morning at 10:30. As soon as we're done there, then we drive over to Tim's place. That will be at Sandy Lake, Michigan on July 3rd that evening. Okay? That's what's up and coming next week. And then we come home for about a week and a half, and then we go right back out. We'll be at Bill's Lake Baptist Church in Newaugo, Michigan. That will be Friday, July 22nd at 6 p.m. Then we will be at the USTPM, the Acronym Convention Center, the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2680 East M21. This will be in Corunna, Michigan at 1 p.m. on July 23rd. And then we come home again for a minute, and then the same month in July, we go back out to Nashville, Tennessee to do a event with, I guess, 400 to 500 people are going to be there, so I'm looking forward to that one. That one's called the OSA National Event Foundations of Freedom in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be speaking Friday night. So anyways, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that of our schedule, and you can check it out for yourself, okay? Okay, so we're talking about why are the illegitimate still incumbent, okay? And it's totally true. But if you look at overall what you have incumbent in federal government, the best you have, Americans, still have yet to drop the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. That's the best you have. That's the best you have. You have to ask yourself the question, like Jeremiah. Obviously, in the book of Jeremiah, the prophet who went to the king's gate and the church's gate and rebuked them over and over and over and over and pleaded with them over and over and over again to return to the living God. And he asked the question, Lord, is our wound incurable? Folks, you have to be an absolute maniac, lunatic. You have to have some sort of state of mental retardation to believe that these people are going to keep this government in line. It's not going to happen. If the people fail to keep them in line, you deserve what you get. Again, there's no nice way to say this. But look at this. This is out in the open. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows Biden is not there because the people voted him in. Well, Bradley, that again is you're just reaching again. No, we never reach here. If it sounds like extremity or extreme, it's because it is. I shared with you yesterday, former congressman pleads guilty to election fraud charges in Philadelphia. We know this. We know this. So this should come as no surprise when we highlight the fact that one state's even talking about secession, Texas, and the unconstitutional GOP passing resolutions declaring Biden not legitimately elected. We already know he's not legitimate. You know, here, American, how blind and how deaf are the American people? Just think with me for a moment. Was he not found out, him and his son, Hunter, crackhead Hunter, were they not both found out committing the act of treason, which is a violation of Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, which is premised upon? Weren't they busted for committing the act of treason with the Ukrainians? Yep. We already know this, right? This is common knowledge. We know that he was kicked off the presidential campaign, like I told you, back in 1988 for plagiarism, okay? He was completely ousted by the media during that time. But yet, somehow or another, he survived. And all the scandals and all the crimes that this individual has committed, don't feel sorry for this man for 1 minute. He made the choices all the way through. Deuteronomy 30:19, all this condemnation and his coming damnation and his impending judgment, Hebrews 9:27, falls to him because it's well earned. Okay? It's well earned, believe me. And the fact of the matter is, the American people know this, and this is just the tip of the iceberg with Joe Biden, but he's still there. Look at the things that this criminal is advocating. You even heard again during the break how Joe Biden is deeply disturbed concerning what the Supreme Court did, but don't pay attention to sleight of hand here, friends. Look at the bipartisan bill coming out on the same exact day. You know why they gave him the victory over in New York? To put you to sleep while they pass a greater degree of restrictions and a threat to your Second Amendment rights. I didn't say that. Rick Scott said it. But you already know he's void, he's vain, he's empty, he's corrupt, he's worthless. He's acting in a foreign fashion to American government. We already know this. So to suggest that Texas is passing a resolution declaring Biden not legitimately elected, well, they maybe should pay attention to their governor there, too, because he's just as bad as Biden. He's a player. Same thing with Florida. Same thing with South Dakota. Same thing with California. Same thing with those in New York. There's no difference. There's an alliance going on here, friends. And it's going to be disannulled one way or another. The Lord's either going to bring it through his church and the righteous throughout the land, or the Lord's going to bring it all by himself where the church wishes they did what they should have done when they had the time to do it, but they did it not. Read Genesis 18 concerning Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just the truth of the matter. Okay? But again, let me just say this one more time, and I'm going to bring about the result. Texas passes resolution declaring Biden not legitimately elected. He's not. Everybody knows this. Folks, again, I'm all over the United States constantly. I just got back from California. We're going to be in Michigan. We're going to be in Ohio. We're going to be in Illinois. We're going to be in other states, Indiana. Since this criminal has been in office, I've seen 3 to 4 stickers in support of Joe Biden. I want to remind you that even the state-controlled useful idiots in the mainstream media, even they reported in Arizona that nobody showed up. Not one person in a show of support for him or that whore, Kamala Harris, both spiritual and natural. It falls to her. Okay? Not one. But they're there. What they're doing, folks, is they're flexing their criminal muscle. What they're doing is they're showing you it doesn't matter what you say because they already know that you're not going to do anything about their crimes in the first place, no matter how corrupt they are. And that's what falls to Psalm 12:8, which comes to my aid. Why do the wicked walk on every side? Because the vilest men are exalted. Did our forefathers establish this form of government? Nope. Matter of fact, we should have a face-off, and that's what we do every day here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, is we face off with the modern-day politicians. Folks, these modern-day politicians are trying to undo everything that your forefathers established. They're at war with your form of government. Your modern-day politicians are. Oh, and this includes your state governors, many in the position of mayor, same thing, very far and few between that are the real stuff. And boy, oh boy, we want to stand with a good government. We're just looking to find them so we can stand with them, okay? And the fact of the matter is that they're not going to do it. We must, and that's exactly what we're doing here right now. Okay, so what I want to do is I want you to think about this, okay? When judgment came in the Word of God, it was always, firstly, the church that was sought out to bring the judgment because they knew the law of God. It still is the same in play today. We have people that are praying at the beginning of session in the Supreme Court, at the end of session in the Supreme Court. We've had preachers there saying, God save the USA, as they give their prayers since 1777. Now, that is not a government position. That is the church's position, which was used to establish the institution of government in which we have. Exodus 18:25. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? It's the same thing that we find in the Torah. We're based on common law, so has anything changed since the Old Testament to the New Testament, which is a fulfilling of the Old Testament? Absolutely not. Is our form of government, which is predicated and premised upon the Mosaic institution called common law, has that changed? Absolutely not. It's been the mainstream media trying to desensitize and dummy down to accepting that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. What they're promoting, what they're promulgating is completely untrue. But, folks, and they don't have the right to lie, by the way, but it's what they've been doing for a long time in this country. The mainstream media needs to be taken to a lawful task. See, the problem that we're having there is we have corrupt judges that are protecting them from the people that they're assailing. That's illegal. So the judges then need to be removed. Folks, do you realize that we have the power every step of the way to right the wrongs? This is not beyond the people in this country. If you're looking for leadership, look to the Word of God. Look to the U.S. Constitution in that order. Because when you look through it and you peruse, take the time to peruse how we are to operate as a government under God, we're already in play. Folks, we're already in play. They're trying to install a new system of government. No, we don't need a new system of government. We need the old government that is still there in play. We need to get the broom. We need to get people scratching the top off and getting rid of all that dust over our founding documents and educating the people so they might see that the responsibility and the power is still in their hands to deal with this. Folks, don't listen to them browbeating you. Don't listen to their lies. Stay in the Word. Stay strong by His grace, and we will overcome. I want to show you something on the other side here. By the way, check that scripture out in 2 Kings 12:2, okay? Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. That's the proper order. We'll come right back to that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So if you want to go over and check us out on our social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live to our Rumble feed. Also, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to say something real quick before we finish off this final segment here. Thank you for being gracious with my indignant attitude towards the crimes of those that are tolerated in this country. And I'm saying that sincerely to those that are in this with me. And I mean that with my whole heart. Thank you for rolling forward with me. I mean, oftentimes you feel like you're carrying the burdens of the world, which, by the way, Amos, his name means burden bearer. It's interesting that you feel like you're dragging the world over the top of the hill with you to get this right. And I understand what the old-time preachers like that of John Alexander Dowie meant when they would sing songs like Roll Forward Zion. Roll forward Zion. You're the light in a dark world. You know, and it's interesting because the enemy would have us believe that there's nothing we can do about it, but the Lord is saying, listen, one man in the majority is always in the majority when he stands with me. It's totally true. Ask Paul. Ask all of them. Ask all the patriarchs. Is it true? Oh, yeah. It's absolutely true. Folks, I have hope. I believe that we're going to get through to the other side. I believe that the American people are coming to the end of all of this. We'll see in the up and coming days. My desire is that America repents before a just and a holy God, because without getting yourself right before you and him, not all's going to go for naught. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. The list goes on. 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. Read all of these, friends. It's a word of knowledge. I believe that we can do this. So I wanted to sincerely high-five you, shake your hand, give you a hug, and say thank you, folks, for putting up with, and oftentimes just feels like I'm pulling my hair out trying to wake up the dead church. So thank you for hanging in there with us. Our posterity depends upon it. And I'm just getting a witness, the anointing even now. 1 John 2:27, read it when you get a moment. Isaiah 10:27, read it when you get a moment. Let me get back to the point for the sake of time. When judgment was to be brought forth in biblical times and in this country, the priests were sought out, and I'm talking about God's ordained Levitical order, so on and so forth, those that were anointed by God, Christians, right? It tells us in 2 Kings 12:2, when Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all of his days, wherein Jehoiada, the priest, instructed him. You see this over and over and over again. It tells us in Deuteronomy 17, and I'm going to bring this to the illegitimate criminal that's in the people's house today. And I want you to put this up against what you see there, okay? It tells us in Deuteronomy 17, verse 8, if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, between stroke and stroke, between matters of controversy within thy gates, then thou shalt arise and get up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. What place did the Lord choose? You shall come to the priests, the Levites. Some will say, Bradley, that's just not true. Well, 1-866-582-9933. If you take the time to go to Yorktown or Jamestown or Williamsburg, you will find these historian reenactment actors, and they will tell you exactly how our forefathers established the colonies, and guess how they were ruled? They were ruled through canon law. They were ruled through ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, the Decalogue, the Torah. Okay? Folks, I've been on the radio for what? How many years now? And all the people that lambaste me in the media, why aren't they calling in? Because they know what I'm saying is true. They're just doing their job to attempt to demonize guys like me, they say. And yet, some of them might even agree with me. We've had that happen. And yet they continuously do their job. They act like they don't have the shovel in their hand that's digging the hole that they themselves are going to fall in as well. That's how ignorant these people are, right? Those that despise the word destroyeth their own soul, the book of Proverbs tells us, and how true it is. Okay, so speaking of judgment in Deuteronomy 17, verse 9, and thou shalt come unto the priest, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire. That's why you see Moses above the heads of the Supreme Court justices throughout the United States on Capitol buildings. And they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. Isn't it interesting? Before witnesses bear witness, they swear to God with their hand up in the air. See, they better not lie. They better not commit the act of perjury. That's a violation of the ninth commandment, Exodus 20. And thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place, which the Lord shall show thee, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee. Folks, do you guys realize that there was an individual, and I'm trying to remember the case, but there was an individual said that there was the Ten Commandments that were posted in a courtroom, and he was in there for murder, and because the Ten Commandments were posted, the useful idiot said, and they really said this, friends, you know what, the judge needs to recuse himself, and there needs to be a set retrial here because the Ten Commandments are posted up on the wall. Well, wait a second. Our laws are extracted from the Ten Commandments, like thou shall not kill. What other reference would they make if it wasn't from the Word of God? That is the definition of a reprobate. They have not the spirit to discern. Going on, verse 10, Deuteronomy 17. Thou shalt do according to the sentence, okay, which they of that place which the Lord shall show thee, and thou shalt observe painstakingly to do according to all that they inform thee. That's what the Bible tells us. This is how we're supposed to operate. According to the sentence of law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgments which they tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken, listen carefully unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, from America. And all the people shall hear and fear. Who? The Lord, right? And do no more presumptuously. Now listen to this. Now when you come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and you shall possess it, and you shall dwell therein, and shall say, I shall set a king over me. We have no king, the King Jesus, but let's put it in terms with the word here under Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause of the United States. We submit to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob according to the laws that were established through our forefathers, and the law of the land is Article 6, Section 2. Okay? Listen carefully. When you come into the land and you shall in any wise set a king over you, we already have the king, his name is Jesus, whom the Lord thy God shall choose one from among thy brethren, thou shalt set him king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee. This is why Obama had such a problem with this. He said, you better set somebody over you that's your brother. Then he said, but he shall not multiply horses to himself. He shall not work for the big corporations. He should not sell himself out and do a little favor here and a little favor there and act outside of their scope of authority and work for special interest groups. No. The Lord said no to all that, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. That's exactly what they're doing. They're leading you to Egypt to the end that he should multiply horses for as much as the Lord has said unto you. You shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. It's interesting how politicians aggrandize and accumulate wealth, and they only make $174,400 a year, but they're worth millions within 2 to 3 years. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him what? A copy of this law. That is why all of the sitting presidents up until Barack Obama have reiterated the fact that we are a Christian nation. That's why they always revert back to the fact that they are Christians, say they, until you judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, right? That he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Well, the problem that we have here, the evangelicals, friends, going back to Donald Trump, they did nothing but worship him rather than worshiping the God that they're supposed to worship and hold this said president, the servant of the people, in check concerning his lawlessness. They were worthless completely. We found out, folks, from people that were there, that the evangelicals under Donald Trump did nothing but praised him for 3 hours, rather than rebuking him for his lying mouth concerning that con man. And it shall be with him, and shall read therein all the days of his life, that the president may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, how to deal with those that break his law, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Does that sound familiar? Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. See ya.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.